Calvin Perry with University of Georgia Stripling Irrigation Research Park in Camilla, Georgia.
Camilla, Georgia. What's the park all about? It's a science-based, I guess, research-based fact-finding machine for irrigation situations.
Yes, we are all about helping growers be as efficient as they can be when they irrigate. So we host a number of research and demonstration projects related to crop varieties, crop mixes, how the rotations affect water use. But certainly we're heavy on technology, what new technologies could help growers apply water in a more efficient manner.
I know you just made a speech about the background of this whole water situation in the three states, a crowded room here at the Georgia Plant Food Society meeting, and a lot of interest in it. But after your speech, of course, farmers asking all kinds of efficiency questions from dairymen to some other producers, I just noticed. But I guess you get pelted with that about everywhere you go.
We do get a lot of questions. There's a lot of interest now with the Supreme Court case going on, with EPD contacting growers about various issues. So we do get a lot of questions, and we're happy to work with growers on a demonstration and extension basis. We love showing growers the technology in person at our facility. Matter of fact, yesterday we hosted a group of high school students showing them technology that can help growers. So we're all about doing that. We love to do outreach to the public.
Well, not only that, the facts and the basis about the whole water machine and all the different plateaus and different storage basins and all that, really a science-based, a wealth of information there to draw from.
Absolutely. UGA has a number of scientists that are working on water issues, both here in South Georgia, Tifton, Camilla, but also up on main campus in Athens. So UGA is committed to being, you know, an unbiased, fact-providing organization to help legislators, help other decision-makers make the best decision on all this, all these issues related to the water wars.
Calvin, you've got a good perspective on what's going on in agriculture in Georgia, certainly, and maybe the Southeast overall, but looking at this whole shift of, and more interest in high-value crops, maybe smaller acreage crops, but the specialty crops, vegetables, that kind of thing, compared to the traditional peanut, cotton, corn, soybean-type crops, what do you see there? I mean, we see a great shift and a lot of more interest in those high values, but what's the impact on the irrigation side? Is there more or less? Is it a good thing, bad thing? I mean, or do you have an opinion on that?
Well, I think we are just anecdotally starting to hear that there's interest by these large vegetable growing organizations, many of them from California, et cetera, that are seeing the Southeast as potential areas that they need to expand into because of our water resources. I don't have any experience yet to say that the change is going to impact, you know, positively or negatively our water resources, but it's certainly, we're an area they're looking at for sure.
Of course, the population growth in the Southeast is driving some of that interest as well. The whole farm to consumer movement, direct and direct buy from the farmer kind of concept. And then you get into some of these water issues and you wonder if you're starting a urban versus ag debate again. So it's a real irony in some ways, I guess, to look at this whole bigger picture.
Oh, yeah. There's so many complex socioeconomic issues. As you mentioned, the farm-to-table, the farm-to-market issues, where many more affluent consumers want to know where their food comes from and is it produced sustainably. So I think many of our growers realize that that's an opportunity for Georgia agriculturists to show how sustainably we produce our crops. So that is an issue that in years past we hadn't even thought of, is how sustainable are we producing our crops, our vegetables, our row crops. If we can say that our peanuts are sustainably produced, think what a wonderful marketing tool that is. So that brings up issues that we really haven't even thought about before, but it's, you know, exciting to be involved in.
Well, you know, it's an amazing industry, and to report on to it, just off the base a little bit, but you look at these issues like GMOs and all these things, and, you know, the consumer wants excitement on the plate, new colors, new taste, and all these things, and how do you come up with that? And then they fight you on the other side of creating that stuff. So, interesting industry.
It is. Agriculture is a great industry. It has its challenges. It has its things that innovation needs to tackle, but that's what keeps a lot of us so interested in it, is, you know, we innovate new things in agriculture all the time. And as I told those high school kids yesterday, what a great industry to look at if you're interested in technology and all those things that farmers use today without even thinking about it. GPS-driven tractors, soil moisture sensors, pivots that can start at the top of a tap of a button on your smartphone. I mean, it's a great, fun industry to be in right now.
Well, it's good that we see science-based things continue into university level. We appreciate what you do. What am I not asking the farm sector might want to know about your operation?
Well, we are all about helping the grower, as I mentioned, be as efficient as can be done when they apply water. We know that in most years we're going to have to irrigate. So our mission is to help irrigators be as efficient as they can, provide that unbiased information, and you know, hope that they'll adopt it as economically that they can.
Calvin Perry, appreciate you. Stripling Irrigation Center, University of Georgia, Camilla, Georgia. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.